You know, it is Friday, and it's the 4th of July. And how in the world did I get them to come in off of their eating?
And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
All right, you know, today's 4th of July. And 4th of July has three F's with it. Giddens, can you tell me what those three F's are?
Food.
I knew that's what he was going to say. You're 33%
right. It's food, family, and fireworks, or food, yes, fun, and fireworks.
Yeah.
But I knew food and fireworks were definitely two of them.
That's right. And I got to ask you, right here in about an hour and a half, Joey Chestnut, he's coming
my
back
idol
to defend his title. He wants 875 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
No way.
I need to get a Joey Chestnut.
No, I can do that. No way.
I couldn't. I couldn't eat seven hot dogs in 10 minutes. Yeah,
hang up a Joey Chestnut jersey in my house. Frame it.
Giddens has all these jerseys. He needs one of Joey Chestnut with that big belt.
One of the greatest athletes of all time.
You should be. You know, Joey Chestnut is sponsored by Nathan's. You know, that hot dog eating contest is sponsored by Nathan's. We need a sponsor for him. Is it going to be Snowbiz? Or is it going to be Bluebell? Or is it going to be maybe Mama Ree's?
I think Mama Ree's fits him more. Yeah,
a buffet sponsor.
A buffet would fit him the best.
You like a buffet, but a buffet don't like you. I can tell you that. They don't like to see you come. Here comes that old guy who's going to eat six plates and do us in. All right, so I got to thinking, and Giddens, this is your segment, and you talked about, first of all, 4th of July, what it means to Michael Giddens.
Well, it's such a long-standing tradition that I feel like we've lost the significance of what
I'm
it means
you.
As a country. But then there's certain political climate times where, you know, you kind of, it reinvigorates and it helps you remember what it's about. And I know there's a lot of people in this country right now that are struggling with their freedoms, whether that be rightfully so or wrongfully so. For those of us that do get the opportunity to celebrate, just remember that there's a lot of people out there, both in this country and outside of this country, that don't understand the freedoms and the liberties that we're granted because of what our ancestors and the forefathers that came through in this country fought so hard to attain for us. So it's just, you got to remember that, you know, this day, a lot of times it's just celebrating, but you got to remember what you're celebrating.
Did you know that he had four fathers? It's the only way they can afford to feed him. They all come together. Seriously. All right, Bauman, your turn. What does 4th of July mean to you? You don't have to be all philosophical like the
Socrates
human,
over there.
Yeah,
Socrates.
Sorry.
No, you're good, man. That was great.
4th of July to me is a time to celebrate the people that sacrifice their lives for our freedoms, but it's also a time to spend time with family members that you don't get to see all the time throughout the year. Get with them, have a great time, and don't have too great of a time to cause a scene or an accident.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times that happens around here is just people becoming idiots when it comes 4th of July.
They wake up idiots, some of them, every day. Doesn't have to be 4th of July. But I got to tell you, I think back to the decision that was made to start this country. Aside from the fact that we've got the greatest military in the world, we're the smartest country in the world probably, and we're probably the richest country in the world, wouldn't you say, Giddens? Close to it?
In certain respects, yes.
Okay, but here's my thing. I think we all need to remember one thing. When you think back to those pilgrims and those people that said, hey, Let's get away from them. Let's start our own country, okay? But now, 250 years later, we've gone a long way left. Wouldn't you agree with that? We've gotten out there with some things, and you wonder sometimes about your government and your country and what all is coming and what all has been. You need to remember, folks, that we still live in the greatest country in the world. There's a lot of people, just like Michael Giddens, say that lives across the big water, across the big pond, as I talk about on this program all the time. Doesn't matter where they are. They may not have what you have. I promise you. I have known a country. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to embarrass them, but I've known a country that the people there would actually fight each other for a page out of the Bible. Now think about that, okay? How often we just throw a Bible down and have, you know, two or three, four of them in our own home, and there's countries out there with people who would fight over a page.
Yeah, the difference between the U.S. and other countries is they fight over the material itself and just to have an opportunity to read it, and we fight over what it says.
That's right.
All right, we have the freedom to do so.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, the freedom. I'm going to go back to Giddens. You also have the freedom to eat what you want on the 4th of July. He's going to give us his dream menu. Now, I don't want you to, first of all, this is only a 10-minute segment, not a 10-hour segment, so your dream menu can't
be. We don't have enough time.
That's exactly right. If you could fit it on one plate, what would be your dream menu?
All right, so I think a standard that you got to have is hot dogs. You got to have hot dogs.
Lips, wings, and you know what? That's what they're made out of.
You got to have hot dogs. Okay. You just, I mean, it could be different types of meat for the dog. You have sausage dogs. You could have regular
beef
dogs.
Yeah, chicken, whatever.
You can get, okay, you can get exquisite with it if you want. But, you know, you need to have the cylinder meat in the bread bun.
Okay.
On.
So you talking bun too, all right? Yeah. Go ahead.
You got to have all the fixings for it too, and we can argue about, you know, what's traditionally put on a hot dog. Ketchup and mustard. But also, you got to have, I think, some hamburgers, grilling the burgers. I would have ribs.
I said one plate.
Yeah, you can put all this on one plate.
What plate are you talking about?
The size of a truck wheel or what?
You just
the size of Jupiter?
You got to figure out. Have you ever played Jenga?
No, I don't want to.
You just got to figure out how to stack it properly without falling down.
I guarantee you he's using Dixie plates.
Reinforced stainless steel.
One hand, them little foam one-handers ain't going to work with him.
No.
All right, you got hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs. Stop there and go with some other stuff. This is
like
only
some sides?
Yeah, this is only a 10-minute segment. You and I are not going to get to do our menu.
I know, I'm going to have to say one thing and then go.
I definitely want to say some potato salad is in there for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, definitely some good potato salad. And, you know, you got to have some greens in there. So if there could just be either a salad or some green beans or something.
Okay.
And then dessert.
Cake, I guess.
Yeah, cake or ice cream.
Okay. What about you, Bow Wow?
All right, we're going to go with ribs and Kaneka sausage the two meats.
Sounds pretty good.
Porky mac and cheese. Not mac and cheese. Porky mac and cheese.
Okay.
Potato salad. Green bean casserole.
Wow.
That sounds like my birthday meal that I had.
And then the dessert is going to be apple pie and ice cream.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, I'm gonna go pretty much standard with you guys, but I'm gonna change it up a little bit. We're gonna do some, as far as the meat, I'll go three like him. I'll go hamburgers. You gotta have some hamburgers on the 4th of July, okay? And you gotta have some ribs. I think the ribs are good. But I'm gonna go, how about some grilled hot wings? Okay? Hot wings. And instead of potato salad, how about a big jumbo baked potato? Along with macaroni and cheese, and maybe some baked beans. How about some baked beans for the 4th of July?
See, that just, everybody's clearing out of the house after that.
Yeah. I got you. Dessert has to be. You can do the cake and pies, whatever you want. We got to make some homemade ice cream, fellas. That's standard on 4th of July. You got to make some homemade ice cream. All right,
we got Bluebell so close by.
Listen, I get it. I get it. But there is nothing like good homemade ice cream. I mean, you only do it once a year. I mean, come on, you're not doing it at Christmas time because you can't even eat a cup of frozen ice in less than Santa Claus.
All right, so we've gone over the appetizer. Now, what's the main course?
I'm sorry. We do not have 3 hours for him to tell what all he's going to eat today.
Coming off a fast, so you know it's going to be a lot.